I can confirm that Mike Soroka had one of the great seasons in Canadian baseball history.
Had a good team.
Well, they were the best team in the NL East. They made it to the playoffs. And Alex Anthopoulos, we catch up with Alex all the time. He's nice enough to still come on. And he's going to be the Tip O'Neill winner. Well, he is. He's the 2019 Tip O'Neill Award winner. I don't know if he's got to do a speech
great
for that.
Great name for an award.
Tip O'Neill.
And he's from Calgary.
So I'm sure he idolized you, Noodles, growing up. There's no
way. He's 22 years old. He's never heard of me.
All right, let's start.
No.
Let's start with that. It's on a platter. Here he is from the Atlanta Braves, Mike Soroka. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Have you ever heard of the name Jamie McLennan?
Former NHL goaltender for the Calgary Flames.
Always, because, you know, Mika Kiprusoff was the reason I wanted to be a goalie, and at the time, Jamie was backing up for him. So, and then Jamie's been on sports. Was it Sportsnet or TSN for a long time now?
we're on TSN.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, TSN.
So, I mean, yeah, of course. I was a big fan of Jamie.
Well, there you go. See?
He knows you, Noodles.
I'm shocked.
He knows you,
He's
man.
He's the only guy.
He's the guy.
Amazing.
Have you ever been to Cowboys in Calgary?
A few times. Right when I came home, I guess I'd been legal for the first time. So I'm not sure I've been back since.
Okay. Just to clarify the whole Calgary story. We wanted to get to the bottom of that.
Do you still wheel back there in the off season every winter, like back to Calgary? Or are you like, screw that, I'm going to Florida, California? Where do you head?
No, I like to spend my time back home in Calgary. It'll be, it'll always be home to me. You know, I'm pretty lucky back here with a facility and a training staff back home to be able to work out with some of the Olympians that are based out of here. So it's kind of a nice change of scenery, and you know, I guess the worst of both. I get the heat in Atlanta, and then I get the cold here. So you know, I get them all, so I like to come back home.
How difficult is it for you to get some of your teammates or buddies from the southern United States to get to Calgary in the wintertime to visit you?
It's honestly not too much because most of them know Banff, at least the ones with wives too that want to go vacationing here. So it's actually not been too hard. I had a buddy of mine, Colby Allard, he was just traded to the Texas Rangers, but we were best friends coming up through the system. He came up to visit me a couple of years ago in the off season, and I talked to him today. He actually wanted to come back when it was colder. He said it wasn't cold enough last time he came. So
I love those guys.
You know, yeah, I told him it was mid December, and for some reason, I mean, you know, Calgary it was like 15 above, and you know, I think he needs to come back when it's negative 30.
Yeah, that's not the true experience. You got to get him up in January or Feb with Mike Soroka of the Atlanta Braves. So your season, I mean, we were tracking you and talking about you all year. Second in NL Rookie of the Year, sixth in Cy Young. Prior to the season, your expectations for the season, how much did you blow those out of the water?
Yeah, I mean, I always tell people coming into the season, having dealt with injuries the prior season, the goal of mine was to stay healthy the entirety of the season, and really to compete every start. I had the confidence in my abilities and our abilities with our training staff, medical staff, that, you know, if I was given a chance to compete, that I would be able to go out there and give it everything I had every pitch. So that was really it. And I think honestly that helped me. And that's something I learned going forward is that, you know, stat expectations are kind of irrelevant because so many things can happen in this game. There's so much depending on that. But one thing I can control is my attitude every day to be able to go out there and earn my next start. I think that's going to be the approach I have to take going forward.
With Mike Soroka of the Braves, you have yet to hit a home run at the major league level. If and when that happens, will you be a bat flip guy?
I say maybe, but honestly, in the moment, I don't think I'll be thinking of anything other than disbelief that ball might go over. You know, I mean, we take BP enough to where you have a pretty good sense of when you get one and when one's going out. But I've heard from many pitchers who've done it in games, said that that's actually one of the best feelings they've ever felt in baseball, and I don't doubt it. You know, as something I love to do was hit home runs, you know, all the way through Little League and, you know, minor baseball in Calgary. And, you know, that I think that would be a bit of a different experience to do it in the big leagues.
Was there any pitchers this year where you walked back to the dugout and said, I will never, ever get a hit off that particular man?
You know, there's definitely some that you don't know how guys get hits on some days, and usually those guys are the guys that are, you know, your DeGroms and your Scherzers. I got lucky this year. I ran into a DeGrom slider for a slap single the other way, but you kind of almost just got to sell out to one pitch with them and hope you get lucky. But the one that floored me the most, honestly, was Max Scherzer, because on TV you watch and his stuff is obviously electric. He throws hard. His slider moves, his changeup moves. But to me and to all our guys, what separates him is his deception. He kind of throws out of his armpit a little bit. And with a fastball that rises, you really kind of got to look low in the zone for a fastball. But the problem is that the pitches that he throws low in the zone are usually his slider and his changeup that aren't going to be in the zone. So it's kind of everything that looks good isn't good, you know? So like I said, you really just got to sell out to likely a fastball and hope you get lucky and he leaves it in a spot where you can get there.
What's it like giving up a hit to a pitcher?
It's the worst.
Any home runs? Have you given up a home run?
Knocking on wood, no. You know, there's definitely some pitchers in our league that can do some damage. Zach Greinke, Bumgarner, Zach Wheeler, too. I know he's got a couple under his belt, but, you know, I think one approach a lot of guys take to pitching to pitchers is that, you know, they assume they're not going to do damage, and they kind of just, you know, let the at-bat unfold. And I think the only hit I gave up to a pitcher this year was one of those swinging bunts from Anibal Sanchez. So hopefully I continue with that. But
yeah, that's not bad.
Really, I try and go out there and bury them.
That's, you got it, right? I mean, yeah. It's got to be all, like, throw fastballs. That's all I can think of. Just throw heat. Because what can you really expect? There's a couple of guys historically, like Bumgarner's always been a really quality hitter,
right,
for a pitcher, but a lot of the guys are just stepping up and they almost just don't want to get hit. And if they can get four balls and get on base, they'll take it, right?
What about a guy like Big Sexy?
Well, who, Colon?
Yeah.
Bartolo Colon?
The thing with fastballs to a pitcher is that if they're going to sell out to a pitch, that's going to be the one.
Right.
And if you take the approach where you don't want to walk him, that's the absolute worst approach you can take. And like I said, my approach has to be that I want to bury him. So if I'm throwing a fastball first pitch, it's going to be on a corner or even inside. Like you said, pitchers don't want to get hit, and throwing inside, they're going to be late to that pitch, and they're probably just looking out over the plate to slap something. And you realize quickly that There's no code among pitchers when guys are on base or things are on the line. You know, when you face somebody like Scherzer or DeGrom, and they're putting you away with the same stuff that they put Freddie Freeman away with, and you realize pretty quickly that it should be a free strikeout, and you try and go get that in three pitches.
With Mike Soroka of the Atlanta Braves from Calgary. There's been a lot of great ball players from this country over the years with varying profiles on the national level. Look at a guy like Joey Votto, who might be the best Canadian ball player of all time. He's from Toronto, and he doesn't have much of a profile up here because
the team he's on never wins.
Yeah, but I think he just doesn't really want it. Like, he's up in Toronto all the time, and he's not seeking out endorsement deals and publicity and stuff like that. Have you put any thought into your own profile in the country? And if so, what are you hoping to achieve from that standpoint in Canada?
Yeah, I think we're given a pretty incredible opportunity to be able to represent a country. And, you know, I haven't got a chance to really know Joey at all, but I do know he's pretty quiet and likes to likes to remain on his own program, and that's fine. You know, we realize that the demands during the season can be pretty stressful, and you know, that shouldn't be a duty, but it's something that I feel personal with because of the way Chris Rietsma was able to bring me up in baseball in Calgary and kind of be that person for me to look at and understand that I could be that guy one day, and I hope I can be. So currently being involved with kids sport in Calgary when I can, when I'm home, is important. And, you know, being at a high school athletics fundraiser last night, little things like that, just to, you know, just be there and show that you care. You care about giving back. That's important to me, and ultimately something that I'm sure will get bigger as life goes on.
Absolutely, man. You keep playing and pitching like that. I mean, the whole baseball world's paying attention. But up here, I can tell you, Canadian baseball fans really excited. And obviously, you won the 2019 Tip O'Neill Award, and you had a great, great season down there. So best of luck throughout the rest of the offseason. Next year down in Atlanta, the expectations are high, and I'm sure you guys will follow through again. So thank you so much for doing this afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you all so much.
Mike Soroka from the Atlanta Braves, former diehard.
Of Noodles.
Of Mika Kiprusoff and Jamie Noodles McLennan.
Everyone in Calgary loved Kipper. He was that good.
Yeah.
He was a larger-than-life character.
You're his guy, though. Don't forget that.